Did they disconnect you?
Yes.
I said something. I hit put on hold too, so.
No worries. It happens all the time. In fact, at first, I wondered if I hit a wrong button because I've done that too and exited out. Let me see. Where was I? Okay. Are you good? Did you get taken care of whatever you needed to?
Yeah. It was just one of my guys on the job, so.
No. Perfect. No worries. We want to keep them going when they're on the clock for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got your subscription set up. We're not going to worry about Facebook for now. So I'm to billing. Does the company name also appear on your card or is it just your name?
No, it's my business. Yeah, on my card too.
Gotcha. Perfect. I will put that on there. And then, let's see, phone number is the same. And the address that would be attached to the billing for that card, 18830 Northwest Rock Creek Circle still?
Yep.
Okay. And then, oops, it wiped out the apartment number. That was 224, right?
Yeah.
244.
244, yes.
244. There we go. All right.
Oh, so here's a... Oh, yeah, so I just pulled out one of my cards. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but I've got a whole list of services that we provide on the back of my card.
Oh, okay, awesome. So let me get back over there. We'll make sure we got them all. Get the right... There we go. Okay.
Most of the stuff would probably fall into the stuff that we've already got, but this is just some of the stuff I've got... mowing, edging, hedge trimming.
We didn't have that one.
Yeah.
Got it.
Weeding, leaf blowing.
Oh, yeah, good one. Okay.
Weed prevention. Planting of shrubs, flowers, and trees.
Okay. So I'm going to list those separate. I'm going to say shrub planting, tree planting, and flower planting. Okay.
Installation of bark, rock.
Okay.
We already got the sod. Debris removal.
Good one. Okay.
Dumping service and leaf removal. I think we got leaf removal already, but...
We did. And what was the one right before that?
Dumping service.
Got it. Perfect. I'm glad you found that. There's a bunch more we didn't have. Awesome.
And
all right.
This is probably a different category that you probably have for somebody else, right? But I mean, we also do pressure washing as part of my service, but that probably be listed as something else, correct?
I'm going to put it on there because there's no reason not to. I
do.
In fact, let me just chat. Nope, we're good to go. There's nobody there that's got power washing or pressure washing. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You bet. And then is this going to be Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay. Oops. Come on. There we go. I'm ready for those digits when you are.
4259.
Okay.
0880.
Okay.
0266. 7512.
All right. And then the expiration?
0326.
Okay. And then that three-digit security code, please.
019.
Let me update that. And then I'll send that through, and then there'll be another email on the way to you. I'll let you know when that one's on the way.
Okay.
Sometimes that one takes a minute. It's like it's got to go to, I think it's three different systems that it kind of relays through. So sometimes it takes a minute. And while we wait for it, okay, good. It's on the way. So it'll, the subject line on, well, actually, I think you're going to get two. The subject line of the one we want is local splash initial invoice.
Okay. And where did you send that one to?
That went to, let me see, Key Concepts Landscape at Yahoo.
I didn't get the email, but I just said, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Oh, okay. It came through text. So.
Oh, well, interesting. Okay. I guess that'll work. So about three or four lines down is click here to accept. I'm going to have you just run through that. Click on it down at the bottom. It'll ask you to type your name, capital letters with the middle initial and everything. And then I'm actually going to do the verbal version too. So we need to do that as well.
Okay. Damn it.
Did it work for you?
I think I'm getting there.
Awesome.
I'll continue. Oh, so I got to create a username?
Oh, perfect. You're in the right spot. So it looks like you got everything. Let me see if it updated. Perfect. It did. All right. So they'll give you your login credentials. That's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard. So they'll give you those login credentials on Wednesday during your onboarding. So perfect. So now, well, the last thing we have to do is the voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it's recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And it's actually, it's the verbal version of what you just clicked through. It's a double. We want to make sure that you know what we're doing. So there are places where I'll ask you to say, like, company name and such. So it'll be me reading it live. All right. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Key Concepts Landscape.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Aaron Jacobs, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Yep. Everybody hesitates there. Yeah, what is it, right? So if you decide to add, like, another social media, Instagram or TikTok or something for business, just let us know. That way we can tie it in with everything else, make sure you don't lose
any that's how, so that's how I do a lot of, I get a lot of my business right now through Sumtac.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So let me make a note here.
On Thumbtack, I've got over like 250 reviews with a 4.5 star rating. So
nice. Okay. So I'm going to make a note of that so that they can integrate that too. Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. Let's see. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 2nd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, starting next month, your flat monthly rate is $199, which is a true flat rate, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 2nd of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after November 11th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And you're set. We've got everything we need. Do you have any questions for me before I let you back to your day, Aaron?
No, I think you pretty much covered everything. I'll be waiting for the phone call on Wednesday. And this is the first time I've tried this, so I mean, I'm hoping that it works out and to get lots more business. So.
You bet. I think you're going to do great. Oh, one thing for you that I do want to mention too. So as you gain exposure, you may get phone calls. So for example, Yelp is notorious for this. They have a free listing, which is what we're going to be putting you on. And they also have paid listings. Some of these other websites do as well. So you may get calls from third parties such as Yelp, asking you to sign up for the paid service on their site. If you want to, it's a free country. But just so you know, it's not us. We'll never come back asking for money from you in addition to your normal monthly charges. So feel free to tell them no. If somebody sounds like or claims to be us, ask to do your security clearance password. You'll have a unique password with us that will alert our techs that it is actually you calling and vice versa so that you know it's actually us. That way, if somebody claims, you know, oh man, you got to do this, otherwise, whatever, you won't hit first page. Just know that that's not us saying that. Just ask for that security clearance. And we'll make sure, or you can make sure, that it's legitimately us that you're talking to. Make sense?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. I don't want somebody out there nickeling and diming you.
I get calls all the time with the trying to services and websites and stuff like this. I'm not kind of actually glad that I actually took the time to talk to you guys today because it's hopefully this works out. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too.
If it works out really good, then maybe I should quit using Thumbtack because they're getting expensive.
Exactly. Well, and Angie's too. I mean, they get expensive too. And it's, you know, if you get to where you depend on them, it's hard to get out. So this will be great because they're coming right to you. Well, the other cool thing, I guess I probably didn't even mention, so Angie's and Home Advisor are never, ever, ever listed in the map. Reason is they would have to have a physical location in, for example, Portland in order to even make the map. So your listing in the map appears on the page before Angie's and Home Advisor. So you'll get those leads before you would get them through Angie's and be charged for them.
Yeah,
you pulled one off on them. you get the leads first. So, that is pretty awesome. All right, Aaron, well, you have a great holiday weekend and a good rest of your Friday. And
we'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right,
thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.